Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Audio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 2, Episode 4, 1912-21. Today, I bring you another research report on Ashwagandha that proves its positive effect for memory. Well, when the whole world is worried about the cause of increasing brain disorders, particularly neurodegeneration like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, the authors of this report thought that parallel treatment strategies should be sought after. One thing that struck them is the common feature of memory loss or amnesia that occurs in every other brain disorders. So why not put effort in recovery of memory? With this thought process, previously the team showed that a chemical known as scopolamine hydrobromide causes death of brain cells and impairs memory function in mouse model. Further, they reported that leaf extract of ashwagandha, eye extract, protected the neurons from dying. And guess what? It caused recovery of the lost memory in scopolamine-treated mice. Actually, this extract remarkably increased connection between brain cells and induced expression of genes like BDNF and GFAP that are involved in formation of these connections. Cool, they proved that ashwagandha is good for memory. But there is a big question here. How does eye extract perform the magic? What is its prime biological target? Pathways? In this study, they report that pre-treatment of eye extract before challenging the mice with scopolamine was more effective than the post-treatment. So they thought that maybe both scopolamine and eye extract are working through the same pathway. Well, scopolamine is known to block function of an important brain factor or chemical known as acetylcholine. It binds to its receptors called muscarinic receptors and help brain cells to communicate with each other and form our memory. Scopolamine inhibits acetylcholine to bind to these receptors and causes memory loss. So their biggest hunch was on muscarinic receptors. And as expected, they found that blocking muscarinic receptor with a compound called dicyclomine inhibited ability of eye extract to increase branching and connections between neurons. Further, they showed direct binding of eye extract with muscarinic receptor using relevant biological experiments. Altogether, they proposed that eye extract activates muscarinic receptors and acetylcholine signaling and helped in recovery of memory loss. Eye extract can not only treat brain diseases, but also prevent the same. The detailed study is published this year and is indeed an example of an international collaboration in which BHU from India, Dialab from AIST Japan, and Indiana School of Medicine from US participated. For details, please see Scientific Reports, Volume 9. Stay connected to know whether eye extract can finally achieve success in treating memory disorders in human patients. Bye for now. Stay tuned. Bye.